Newport Beach attorney to plead guilty to $8 million loan fraud. Santa Ana, California, a Newport Beach attorney, who boasted of providing loans to wealthy and famous clients, has agreed to plead guilty to a fraud scheme that bankrolled a gambling habit and a lavish lifestyle, prosecutors said June 13. Sarah Jacqueline King, 39, agreed to plead guilty to wire fraud and money laundering in an agreement filed Monday, federal prosecutors said. King is expected to make her initial court appearance in the case June 20. King was also sued in federal court earlier this year in a claim alleging she defrauded a lender out of about $10.2 million. Federal prosecutors allege that beginning at the start of 2022 and through January 11 of this year, she collected about $8 million from five investors through her business King Family Lending LLC, which was used to gamble at Las Vegas casinos and support her lavish lifestyle. According to her plea agreement, King Lending purported to provide short-term, high-interest loans to celebrities, professional athletes, and other high-net-worth individuals secured by the borrower's own assets, including designer handbags, watches, luxury automobiles, yachts, and earnings from guaranteed professional sports contracts. King recruited investors to fund the business loans, claiming that the investments were secured by the same collateral as the loans, prosecutors said. She promised to hold the collateral, and if a borrower defaulted, she would sell it to pay the investor in full, prosecutors said. King said she would keep a percentage of the interest earned from the loans and pass along a percentage to the investor along with the initial investment, prosecutors said. But she never funded any loan and instead spent the money on herself, prosecutors said. In the lawsuit, she was accused by British Virgin Island-based LDR International Limited of giving King 97 loans amounting to $10.2 million from January through October of last year. In one case, the collateral was a vintage Avengers comic book worth $25,000, the plaintiff said in the suit. The lawsuit alleged that King spent the majority of the funds loaned by the plaintiff to King Lending to gamble in Las Vegas, fund an extravagant lifestyle, and for other personal uses by King. Plaintiff is informed and believes that King moved into the Wynn Las Vegas Resort and Hotel, lived there for 6 months, and gambled 24/7.